Here's a little idea for you to bring a little fun back to your life. When you leave the zoo, sprint toward the parking lot and yell, "Run for your lives, they're loose!"
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I am told that money won't buy you happiness, but it will pay for a large research staff to study the problem. Isn't that good news? That's exactly what happened recently. A team of British economists studied 10,000 Brits during the last decade and discovered, are you ready for this? Money can now buy you happiness. That's right. Researchers placed the price of happiness at, are you ready? About 2 million bucks. It would take a lottery win or some other cash boost of similar size to lift people out of misery, they claim. If somebody started off being miserable relative to the rest of the population, $2 million would be enough to make them more cheerful than most others. That's according to the report. Now, I haven't studied 10,000 people, but a lifetime of living and observing gives me cause to question the economists' findings. I don't think you need to be rich to be miserable, but it helps. And how do you bring joy back to life regardless of the thickness of your wallet? As a kid, I was told that money can't buy happiness, but I wanted a chance to find out for myself, didn't you? My parents were dirt poor. We got our cutlery at McDonald's. Dad once asked Mom if she would like to open a joint savings account with him. She declined. Said she preferred to open one with someone who had money. Maybe Dad took a low-paying job so he wouldn't lose so much when he was fired. My parents were paupers when it came to money, but princes when it came to happiness. How is that possible? Recently, Dr. Sean Saunders of the University of Newcastle in South Wales told the European Congress of Psychology Conference in London, "It has always been said that money can't buy you happiness. We have measured it scientifically and found that it is absolutely true." The more materialistic people were, he said, the more depressed they tended to be. In our society, the criterion tends to be what you own. The problem is that if you feel that your sense of worth or value is tied up in what you own, then the things you own are not likely to hold their value for very long. If you determine your personal worth from possessions, things that are outside yourself, then you are setting yourself up for a very big fall. That's from Dr. Saunders. At 31, Don Wilby of Barnsley, England, won more than $8 million from the National Lottery. A miner's daughter, Dawn lived in rented accommodations and worked as a clerk. After the windfall, she quit her job, bought a $320,000 detached home and a Volkswagen Golf convertible. But happiness was tough to find. Sometimes it is in a Volkswagen. 10 months later, she took a job with financial consultants for $25,000, saying she had been as miserable as sin, staying in bed late, watching TV in the afternoon, and hitting the town at night. In the ancient wisdom masterpiece Ecclesiastes, the teacher writes in chapter 5, "Those who love money will never have enough. How absurd to think that wealth brings true happiness. The more you have, the more people come to help you spend it." If you have kids, you know that's true. The teacher examines the other side of the coin too. It is a good thing to receive wealth from God and the good health to enjoy it. To enjoy your work and accept your lot in life, that is indeed a gift from God. People who do this rarely look with sorrow on the past, for God has given them reasons for joy. Let's enjoy God's gifts today and give thanks for the work He has given us to do. Let's find satisfaction in the goodness of God, not in the stuff that surrounds us everywhere. Rich or poor, happiness won't be found by looking for it, but through acceptance, contentment, and great thanksgiving.
Thank you for all of your prayers and financial gifts for the year of 2016. The Ministry of Laugh Again wouldn't sustain itself or have grown without the faithful financial support of people like you. So thank you. To help Laugh Again start off strong in 2017, you can donate today by calling 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.